Okay, well, in the first event, and there, as I said, there are a lot of scratchings throughout the day. Race one, scratch 4, 5, 7, 8, 10, and 12. And number 6, Rock Chant, is a shorty, a debutante at $1.50.
Yeah, I thought it was deserving of favouritism, Dan. I thought the dangers were 2, 1, and 3. I was going to go into the Quadrilla legs in a lot more detail, but...
It was the Quadrilla. My apologies there, but we might have liked that as well as I went through the scratchings. But did you like the 9 and the 6 in that Rock Chant anyway?
I did, yes. So I don't think there's any luxury there at the odds that you've quoted on the heavy ground. But if one was needing to have a bet, that would probably be the horse to be on. But a very, very small wager only.
Okay, so that's in the first event. So the second race, the scratchings are 4, 7, 8, 11, 12, 15, and 17. Race 3, scratch 1, 2, 4, 8, and 11, and 12. Race 4 is the first leg of the quaddie. And the scratchings here might be easier going through the ones that are running, Shane, but the scratchings in the fourth are 1, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, 14, 15, 16, 19, and 20. Do you reckon I'll get a job as a bingo caller?
Oh, well, there's not much risk about that. The funny part about it is that I thought number 3, Sanderson, was the top pick all along. Was resuming here last start, and the unplaced effort was better than it reads on paper, or it might read on paper. He'll present race fitter today, Sanderson. He's clearly got scope to greatly improve on the same track second up. Thought the main danger was a debutant, Dan, number 2, Gulf of Sidra. Trialled twice earlier in the year before he was spelled. He's also been given 2 recent trials. He shouldn't be underestimated even over this testing distance at his first start. 6 credit crunch, only beat 2 runners home when she resumed last start at Orange, but the effort's got to be completely ignored. There were genuine excuses on the day. She can significantly improve here. And 17, Contra Deal, failed to threaten first up at Kembla, but his trials since and the blinkers go back on today. The gear change could be most significant. 3, 2, 6 and 17.
So we're going through the quaddie legs with Shane Montgomery for the Hawkesbury program today. Now, late scratchings, interestingly, race 1, number 9, Italian Informant, 758 Stewards, but also race 2, number 18, Italian Informant, late Stewards at 758. It sounds like it might have been a clerical error of some sort. Same horse as a late scratching.
Yeah, and there was never, ever a jockey notified, which was the heads up that was most unlikely to run, or they were going to be very selective about who they were going to wait for another horse to be scratched so they could get a jockey. But even after interim and then final scratchings, this horse, they didn't pay up for a jockey. I think you've hit the nail on very firmly on the head that it was a clerical error because it's just most unusual that... if they got to that stage, that they wouldn't have someone paid up to ride the horse. So I'd say that they were just never going to go around on the heavy track.
So that's race 1, number 9, which is the same horse. Race 2, number 18, late scratching. Sander stands at $2.30, your top pick in race 4. Race 5, scratch 2, 4, 7, 8, 9, 11, and 15. 5, Moralist is the favourite at the moment, but only just... at 3.30 from number 1, Colonel, at 3.70.
Moralist conceded 2 greater start over only 1,000 at Randwick last target. He stuck to his task in defeat. He's better suited today. It's only a slightly longer journey, but on the heavy track, I think he'll get his chance to improve. 1, Colonel, became most unsuited last start at Kembla. He's got to be given for finishing unplaced. He can regain his best form here. 12 Flash Points got scope to improve. He's competing third up. Wasn't disgraced at Scone after almost 4 weeks off last start. Can only present race fitter. And 3 Toto. Hasn't been to the races for 6 weeks, but Toto's trial since the solid performance at Scone. He can cope with the break between starts today. 5, 1, 12 and 3.
Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 4, 8. And we are at Hawkesbury and it's on a heavy 8 today. The... shorty, and one of the shortest price favourites for the day, is Divine Breath, $1.60, going for back-to-back wins.
Was responsible for a very strong winning effort last start at Kembla when she was competing after a break of almost 3 weeks, Dan. The quicker back-up aids are caused, the odds are obviously very restrictive, but you can't find a reason not to have Divine Breath favourite. 6, Lamare, was making his Hawkesbury debut. The effort and defeat was most acceptable last start. competing within the same distance range on the day, and he's still got scope to improve. 9-2 Mayo came an unsuitable run to score within this distance range at Newcastle last start. Should have less to do, and she can again play a part. And 1 Juventus presents second up after finishing off very strongly last start at first up at Port Macquarie. Should greatly appreciate the distance rise he's attempting second up. 10-6-9-1.
And in the last event, the scratchings are 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, 13, 16, 19, and 20. Adios Steve at 240 is at the head of the betting in the last event.
Then almost overcame an unsuitable run when he was produced second up from a spell last start at Newcastle. That was after 3 weeks off. It's number 9, Adios Steve, I'm talking about, obviously. More suitably placed today off this quicker backup. 12 Nikoshay, I think the main danger, was competing after a break of 6 weeks when he kept trying after he struck traffic problems here last start. He can regain his best form competing over the same journey. 6 Cole Crusher ended in a sound effort last start at Warren within this distance range. Clearly didn't have every chance, should be treated with respect today, having only his second start at Hawkesbury. And 5 Byron's resuming after trialling at Rose Hill. That was early last month. All 4 starts in the first campaign were full of merit. Another strong performance can be expected today. Byron's had plenty of time to improve in private since that lone lead-up trial. 9, 12, 6 and 5 in the last.
Okay, Shane, your best bets and your structured quaddy for the Hawkesbury card?
Yes, sir. Sidestepping those very short ones that we mentioned, race 4, number 3, Sanderson, that I said all along I thought was top pick in race 4. Thought it was the best. I'm hoping in the last race, Adios Steve, number 9, could be our next best. Moralist in race 5, I think, is the best value. Player of the day, Sanderson in race 4, number 3, and if it wins, put the winnings on number 9, Adios Steve. And then we'll go conservative in the quadrilla then because of the heavy track and put all the ones we mentioned in obviously in a box. 3-2-6-17 in the first leg, 5-1-12-3 in the second leg, 10-6-9-1 in the third leg, 9-12-6-5. Fingers crossed we get a split somewhere and it pays okay.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Shane. Good luck today.
Thank you, Dan.
Shane Montgomery there looking at Hawkesbury. Howard Walter joins us now to have a look at the Sunshine Coast program. Good morning to you, Howie.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Got a lot of scratchings here. there's a lot of scratchings. If people haven't already done their work on the scratchings, you might need a couple of pens here because we could run out of ink. Tracks on a soft 7, though. There's been a lot of rain. It's amazing the progress that these tracks in Queensland have made, because I imagine the Sunshine Coast raced on the all-weather. They've been a busy venue, one of the busier tracks. We saw with Doomben yesterday, it's amazing the improvement they've made just in a matter of hours.
Yeah, they can certainly upgrade. Now, today at the Sunshine Coast, there is prediction of some showers about. So this track was obviously heavy 9, perhaps on Friday. It's a soft 7 now. Just keep an eye on the weather. It's probably going to remain, you know, something like it is at the moment.
Okay, then we're going to have a look at the full preview for the Sunshine Coast. In race 1, the scratchings, 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 19, 21, 23 and 24. And the supplementaries are, it feels a bit like that, doesn't it? There's still a decent enough size field in the first. It would have been easier mentioning the runners. Outback Playboy's at $2.80, but even though he is, he's still not favourite because Sue Blonde is at $2.70.
And it is a bit of a lottery, Dan. Reason being, there's only 10 runners, but they're either having their first start or their first up from a spell. And, of course, with the track conditions, it's not making it easy. Look, I've got number 5 Outback Playboy on top, won both his trials, but that was back in January on a good track where he beat a 4 times winner called Release the Beans, and then he won in May at Doomben on a soft track. So I haven't seen him in public since. I've got number 10 in Script Rider, which had a recent trial win on soft ground. I've got it in for second. And 16 Sue Blonde, who I put in third, is a horse with race experience. It resumes, placed second in a recent trial.
And we'll come back to you in just a sec, Howie. They're almost ready at Healesville for race number two as we join Victoria Shaw. Apologies there, Howard, as they were moving in there at Healesville. But we'll go back to your thoughts again on that first event at Sunshine Coast, which is due our time at 1:25.
Yeah, Dan, my third selection is 16 Sue Blonde, the filly. She's resuming from a spell, placed second in a trial. Now, the early money is for Sue Blonde, and Natalie McCall, the trainer, they've got a terrific strike rate when their horses are supported, especially at home and especially when fresh. So that's the early tip. We'll wait and see what the market does once they parade. And then number eight, Reawaken, I've put in for fourth. First up, placed third in a recent trial to two times winner So Clever. So 5, 10, 16 and 8, but without a lot of confidence.
Now, those numbers at Healesville, 2 Dundee Twister, 1180 and 330, 5 Wild, 1 Mikado, 140 and 1 Mile Hiker, 270, 4th in 4, Quinella, 3520, Exacta, 4790, the Trifecta, 285.10, First Forward, 943.70, the Running Double, 2 into 2, $37.60, and the Trio paid $16.60. Race number 2, 251 and 4, Race 3 due at 1133 at Healesville. Previewing the Sunshine Coast meeting today, and Howie Walter, we're up to the second event. The scratchings here are numbers 7 and 10. Lethal Warning is the favourite at 320. Number 2.
Look, I've got number 1 on top, Enterprise Mia, the benefit of two starts this time in. She won at Eagle Farm, second up over the 1600, and she was simply too good there as an odds-on favourite. She's capable and soft, not 100% sure if there was rain. Number 3, If You Can Dream, ran unwell for second when resuming at the Gold Coast. Second up last time in, If You Can Dream, won here, albeit over 1600, but maps well. Then number 4, Dumani, locally trained, fitted for 2 from a spell, also maps well, suited wet. And I've got number 2, Lethal Warning, the favourite. I've got it in as fourth pick. It's a stayer first up. Now, did win on debut. That was over 1400 Eagle Farm on a good track. Tony Golden trained mare, hasn't raced in the wet, but definitely can win this. 1-3-4-2.
Race 3, no changes. Even money favourite, number 7, from the Chris Lee stable, Ashurla.
I think this is, I think it's a risk at those odds. I'm happy to select number 4, Cherry Soda, at a price, as they say. It's $19 each way, Dan, and the horse is hard and fit. There's good speed elsewhere. So it's going to get back, but this rail's in the same position it was on Friday night. Horses on the fence weren't advantaged. They were coming down the crown. So with half a dozen of them up on the pace, I thought this horse might just drop in behind but be running on well. First up, an unlucky 6. Second up, did run on well and win at Ipswich. Since raced at Eagle Farm and Gold Coast, in pretty handy company, was slow out last time. I just thought it had a good chance at a good price, especially each way. Number 1, Queen Sweeper, will also sit off them. She won well second up under play conditions. Now she goes up, well, after the claim, to 60.5. She's not so well in at the under handicapped conditions, but the race will be run to suit. I've left 7, Ashurla, in as the third pick. It was an easy win at Doomben first up. That was on a good track, and I'm not convinced when you go through the filly's history that she wants it too wet. And then number 5, Secura Star. Didn't have the best of luck when a beaten Faith first up, so could improve. But just at the odds, 4 from 1 and then 7 to 5.
Someone's listening, either that or you were putting your bet on at the same time. $19 into 15 just in that last minute. Race number 4, the scratchings are 4, 5, 6, 11, 16, 18, 19 and 20. Finicky, number 9 at $3, heads the market.
Stuart Kendrick, train number 9, Finicky. First up, no trials. Betting is not a great guide with his horses, but what invariably happens is that they run well, and Finicky's form is good. Ran on strongly at debut when fourth at Doomben, and then was a good effort when narrowly beaten at second start at Doomben. So, and again, narrowly beaten at Eagle Farm, and then went out for a spell. So I would dare say Finicky's got a good chance in this company when you go through its form. Number 10, Iron Winkles, has the recent racing, 5 starts in initial campaign, placed 3 of 4 at home, hasn't seen a wet track. Number 13, Not Me, Stuart Kendrick trained. Drawn inside, it's a speedy horse. Now I want to see how the fence is because it just might be too well drawn, but it was a good second first up at Ipswich. They gapped the rest. And then I've put number 12 in, Kaboom, which was originally with Daryl Hanson, then went to Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr., and is now back with Daryl Hanson. First up, won a trial. 9, 10, 13, 12.
Race 5 at Sunshine Coast, scratch 1, 2, 13 and 14. Shajaya, number 6, very consistent, $3.40 the favourite.
And this has been heavily backed. I'm not surprised, Dan. It went up a very good price yesterday. Shajaya's a nice horse, trained on the track by John Simon, Cyril Axon. The key to this horse, he's been winning over 1,000 at home, drawing out wide, and the maps have looked harsh, but he's just had that pace to go across, and then he just keeps running. He could well be drawn in the right spot here, and there's not that many with natural pace in this race, even though it's 1,000 metres. So he's off a freshen up. When he was beaten at Doomben twice, he was behind a very handy horse called Berry Cart. I think this race sets up very nicely for 6, Chargé. From 3, Mashani Fraudster gave a side first up, 2nd, the Queen Sweeper. The wetter the better for it. Number 5, Squirrel Hunter, local trained horse, hard and fit. The recent 3 starts have been on good tracks, better suited back on the wet. And then number 7, Adonis C, first up from a spell, placed 2nd in a trial. Should run on strong, but I just think Shajaya out front and off the fence will be hard to catch. 6, 3, 5, 7.
Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, 12, 13 and 14. Love You Anytime, number 3, is the $2.60 favourite, just ahead of 1 Macambo. This is the first leg of the quaddy, being a 9-event card. First leg of the main quaddy, race 6.
I'm going to go with the third favourite, number 11, Tony 2, locally trained, hard and fit. Excuses latest 2, was slow out 2 starts ago and then 3 wide out on a limb, and then was trapped wide early on last time. This is a small field of, what have we got, 6 runners, and there's no pace in the race. So I dare say Tony 2 makes own luck either in front or camp 2nd to number 6, just a patsy. So I'm going with the 11. Ahead of 3, Love You Anytime's a good win last start. Got back in the big field, ran them all down. No fluke at all. That was on a soft 7. Boris Thornton remains in the saddle. He was aboard there. Number 6, just a patsy. Maps well, as was the case last start when 3rd to Love You Anytime. I don't think the tables can be turned. And then number 1, Macambo. But this horse, I think, is racing better than the results might imply, but he'd be better suited if there was good speed on. And again, that's not the case. And that hasn't been the case in any of his recent starts. So I've left him in 4th. He's got the 60 kilos. Sprint home scenario might make life tough. 11, 3, 6, 1.
Race 7, scratchings are 1, 4, 8, 10 and 15. And Been Dancing is the favourite, number 11 at 225.
On spec, I'm going with number 7, Discreetly Alicia, from the Mar Stable. Now, this mare's had 2 starts in Victoria, just 2 starts in her career. 3rd at Cranbourne on debut, then 4th on the Sandown Lakeside track. They're both soft tracks. And when I just looked at some of the horses' names, because I'm not familiar with that form, but horses like Michigan, Futuri, Miracle Day, all reads like good form for this race. This is not a strong race at all. It's, you know, class 1, and they're not many of them with that much ability. So on spec, number 7, Discreetly Alicia, first up from a spell, no public trials. Ahead of 6, Midnight Rambler, also first up, was with John Sprague at Port Macquarie, and first up last time in did win at Port Macquarie. Now resumes for Kim Mothershaw, trained at Deegan, no trials, so it's a guess, but I'll put 6 in for 2nd. Ahead of 12, Peachy's Dream, won 1 from 41, placed 18 times, so I'd expect it's got more of a place chance, but it likes the wet, so I'm leaving it in, and it should go forward in the run and get every chance. And then I've got the favourite in 11, Been Dancing. Look, I can see why he's favourite, the 3-year-old. He's been racing against handy horses and not far away. He was beaten at a non-tab 3 starts ago as $1.40. I just can't come at him at such a short price. I'd rather spec on the 7 each way. 7, 6, 12, 11.
Discreetly, Alicia, $3.90 fixed odds. Race 8, scratch 7, 9, 13, 14, 16 and 18. The bloke in a bar, benchmark 85. A few blokes in a bar today, I think. Yeah, sounds all right.
Good name for a race. Look, I think it's a good race, and I'm without a lot of confidence. I've put number 6, Academy, on top. Was with Mark Noonan, now with Tony Golan. So I've been racing in Rose Hill mainly. Last start was at Doomben when 5th beaten less than a length and a half, and they went hard up front. Academy was softened up by that tempo. So thought he'd had as much chance as anything. Number 10, Darled, was too good here last start, capable all conditions. Number 12, the local mare, Zenifer. It was a close 4th first up at Doomben. Got great home track stats, great 2nd up stats. Expect Zenifer to be riding this race. and then number 5, Roman Aureus. I thought it was ridden too close to the pace first up. I like this horse ridden quiet, safe for a dash at him over the final 400, and I dare say that's what they'll do today. So can improve. 6, 10, 12, 5.
And the 6 is the favourite in an open race at 480 and trained by the very much informed Tony Godden, although I don't know a time when he's not informed, to be truthful. Race number 9, the last on the card, the scratchings are 1, 10, 11, 14, 15, 16 and 17 are all scratched. And it's Astro Boy Toy, number 9, who heads the market at 270.
Yeah, I'll go for number 6, Bonaparte, the second favourite. Half length second to Daleb last start. We'll see Daleb go round in the previous race. Train on the track, Stuart Kendrick, 6 starts at home, 3 wins, 2 seconds, Tiffbrook at a ride. So I thought it was the way to go. Ahead of 9, Astro Toy Boy, Boy Toy. It was a good run first up. The leader got too easy up front. He chased the line, beaten less than a length. He's yet to win second up, though, and he is short enough for mine at that price. He will find some on-pace opposition here. 7, Rolling With The Flow. Fitter for 2 from a spell. Find this easier. When the markets went up yesterday afternoon, there was good support for him straight away. Good sign. James Orman aboard. And number 4, Get Your Grey On. Placed in 2 trials and then was unlayable first up. Surprisingly unlayable at Ipswich and ran accordingly, finishing nearly 5 lengths off the winner in 8 spots. So I definitely want to see some support for it. Just don't want to drop off it too quickly because there was no sign of confidence for whatever reason, fresh. 6, 9, 7, 4.
And your best bets on the card and quaddy, Howard, for Sunshine Coast?
All right, Dan, look, I think the best bet's race 5, number 6, Chargé. I just think it's going to get such a good run up on the pace and he's so hard to catch at home. I think the best value has to be race 3, number 4, Cherry Soda, hopefully sprouting wings over that final 200. Quaddy, 1, 3, 6, 11, into 6, 7, 11, 12. 5, 6, 10, 12, 6, 7, 9. And the play of the day, a win and place all up. Race 3, number 4, Cherry Soda. Race 5, number 6, Charzay. And race 7, number 7, Discreetly Alicia.
Bit of value about all of those of your selections today. Thanks for your time this morning and good luck, Howie, with your tips at the Sunshine Coast.
Good on you, Dan. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Nowra race today, Nowra in New South Wales. They're racing on a heavy 8 track there, and Ian Humphreys joins us to go through the quaddy legs. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Brendan.
Race 5 is the first leg of the main quaddy. The scratchings here are 4, 5, 9 and 13, and Cinque Torre is the favourite, number 2 at 210.
Yeah, I did like Cinque Torre, just beaten last time at Orange on the slow track from Barrier 3. He's getting to 1,100 metres, definitely the one to beat. Number 7, Tillman, was good on debut at Scone. He's much better for that run. He's probably the main danger. Number 14, Mr Ripley, racing well, but he had 22 starts for 10 places. He's having trouble breaking through. We're putting number 6, first starter Sam Paulo, into 4th. So I've gone 2, 7, 14, 6.
Race 6, the scratchings are 3 and 7, and Invincible Dash is the favourite, number 4, at $2.15, fixed odds with Tab.
Yeah, I like one bit of value here, Brendan. Number 8, First Courier. It's been just fair his past couple of runs, but he has a very good record this track and loves the wet ground. Gets him with a lightweight. I think he's a good chance today. He was $25 a while ago, now he's in the 14, so I think he has a good chance, First Courier. The favourite, Invincible Dash, she's racing really well. She loves the wet tracks. Last start was good in the Country Classic at Rose Hill. So he's obviously a danger. Number 5, South Sonic, he's never far away. And we'll put in number 2, Prince of Arrogance. He can improve in for 4. So I've gone 8, 4, 5 and 2.
Race 7, the scratchings are 10, 12, 13, 14 and 15. And it's the one right down the bottom that's favourite in an open race, Sizzle Chic at 420.
Yeah, well, I didn't have him much legs because he was the fourth emergency when I did the form. Anyway, this has to be included now. I went with number 3, Joyzel, fitter after a nice debut, suited getting out to 1,100 metres. Number 11, Distant Mess, resuming for a new train, has trialled well for her return. Number 5, Ruby Gow, both just runs this time in have been good. Badberry might not be a disadvantage by this stage, and we'll put it in the bottom one now, Fizzle Chick. In for 4th, number 18. So I've gone 3, 11, 5 and 18.
On the way to the boxes, Healesville about a minute away. Race 8 at Nowra, the scratchings are 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 14 and 15. And another open race, Feudalist, number 10 at 460, the popular pick at the minute.
Yeah, very tough to finish. I'm going with number 6 here, Tuesday Night. Resumed after showing good form last time in. She's trialled well for her return. Enjoys the wet tracks. Number 6, Aiden Abet. Won 2 straight before, just the fair run in a stronger race at Goulburn last time. He was a winner here. This track and distance, 3 runs back. Here's a chance. 10, Feudalist, and 5, Hamill. Next piece. So I've gone 9, 6, 10, and 5.
Blood River's the other equal favourite at 460 with Feudalist. If you don't mind just hanging on a tick, Ian, we'll go to Healesville and we'll come back and get your best bets and quaddie tips for Nowra today.
Yeah, the best, Brendan. We'll make race 5, number 2, Sinkay Toy. I think she'll be getting her debut win today, so she's the best. The value is definitely race 6, number 8, First Courier. I think there's 8 runners, so I think each way you get a good run for your money. Quaddy, the first leg, will take numbers 2, 7 and 14. The second leg, 2, 4, 5 and 8. Third leg, 2, 3, 5 and 18. And come home with 5, 6, 9, 10 and 12.
Thanks, Ian. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brendan.
Ian Humphreys there with the look at Nowra today. Healesville race number 3. 5 Smart Rose, a narrow winner, 350, 180. 8 Senor Senor, 540, no dividend. 7 Havilah Kid. 2 was 4th, the favourite Blue Spot. Quinella, $30.20. Exacta, $48.30. Trifecta, $289.30. The first four, $644.40. Nothing for the running double, nothing for the trio. The next event there, race number 4, is scheduled for $11.40. They're racing at Murray Bridge in South Australia today. I can't remember the last time we've had a Sunday meeting at Murray Bridge, but it's a very good track. And Nadia Horn joins us to go through the quaddie legs today. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Something about having a meeting at Murray Bridge, with no disrespect to the other venues on a Sunday, but sort of Murray Bridge is, it's, you know, closer to a metro track nowadays, isn't it? So to have on a Sunday, I think it shows a bit of a strength on a day like today.
Oh, no doubt. And you often find the turnover will be a heck of a lot better at the Murray Bridge meeting as well. Like, usually on a Sunday, we tend to race at the regions, but this week, you know, we're programmed for this meeting at Murray Bridge, which we always get good fields. We've only got the 7 races today, but they do look to be quite competitive events.
Race 4, we're going to have a look at the quaddie legs. Race 4, the scratchings, 2, 4 and 11. And Kung Fu Fighting is the favourite at $2.30. It was listening to one of Darren Frindell's calls yesterday. It made a chuckle at the 200. It's a horse called Karate, and he had Karate fighting back on the rails, and it did. It fought back. It just missed. But I wonder if the same thing will be applicable to Kung Fu Fighting today.
Well, I reckon it's going to be pretty hard to beat, Dan. It's had a trial recently at Oakbank, and it went quite well in that trial. I don't think this is an overly strong maiden, and the fact that you've got Tony and Calvin McAvoy, who have elected to run a first starter at Murray Bridge. Obviously, they like to target this track and have got a very good record here. I would say that it's going to go pretty close to winning and, as I mentioned, has shown ability in a trial. So I'm happy to stick with the favourite, number 7. Number 12, Mischievous Tycoon, is racing particularly well. It's had the 3 runs back now this preparation and has gone well at every run. It's drawn favourably. It looms as the main danger. And number 5, the third, Call It A Hunch, has only had 1 career start and showed a bit of potential on its debut run and should take improvement out of it. And then I went out to number 1 as the next pick, Earl of Sandwich, who is mixing its form a little bit, but is in pretty good hands with Phil Stokes. So I wouldn't be surprised if it improved either. But I've gone 7 from 12, 5 and 1 race 4.
In race number 5, the scratching is number 5, which is Rushwa. Sensation number 1 is the favourite at 320.
I found this a tough race. I went with number 6, Rusty Dusty Sunshine, because he comes off of a recent win. His form is current, and a lot of these horses are out of form. Their best form would win the race, but it's just getting them up to that type of level. Rusty Dusty Sunshine comes off of a very strong win in a 1,050-metre race at Balaclava. I quite like the effort. He was just far too strong for them over the concluding stages. If he can sort of run up to that again, $5 looks a good bet, so I'm happy to put the 6 on top. One Sensation looms as the main danger. He's at the 2 runs back. He will take good benefit out of that, and I'm expecting him to run close to his peak today. I've got the next pick being number 2, Avid General, who is very hit and miss, but did go to a very strong rating 2 runs ago. his best form. He'd be right in the race, but obviously because he's so inconsistent, it's hard to tip him with confidence. And then I went out to number three, Exalted Gold. I went 6 from 1, 2, and 3, race 5.
In the sixth event, Nadia, there are no changes. Whiskey and Women is the, well, I was going to say, it's the popular one at $3.40.
Yeah, good race this. I'm going to give Canada another chance. Now, he's very inconsistent, but his best form is well and truly up to these. Look, he went around in a 1,300-metre race last time out. He did race very keen. He got his head up. He over-raced. And I sort of put that down to the reason why he was a little disappointing. He gets back to his home track, and I think that that's a real tick with him. As we know, he doesn't win too often, but he's a horse who we know at his best is well and truly up to these. So I've gone with the 6. I've put number 5, Yolanda, in as the main danger. David Jolly's done a really good job with this horse. It's absolutely flying at the moment and hit a very strong rating last start. One Whiskey and Woman's been going around in much stronger races than this and will appreciate the class drop. And 3, Grafton Avenue, next pick. I've gone 6 from 5, 1, and 3, race 6.
And in the last of 7, the scratchings are 1, 5, and 8. And Chill with TJ is favourite, number 2 at $2.40.
He's been going around in town, number 2, Chill with TJ, and he's only got a sort of run up to his recent form, and he's clearly the one to beat. So I've gone with him, number 2. 3, The Danger, Harpooner, the stablemate. Out to number 6, Vansity Gem, who is resuming from a break, but is prepared in good hands. And then I went out to number 4, Indian Gazelle. But Peter Hardacre looks like he's got the key to the last with runners 2 and 3. I went 2, 3, 6, 4 in the last.
Okay, and your overview on the 7-event program today with your best bets and quaddie?
I think the best comes up race 3, the 12, Squeaky Gace. Horse I thought was a good over was in race 2, number 1, Montepulciano. Our quaddie today, 7-12 the first leg, 1-2-3-6 in the second, 1-5-6 in the third leg, and come home with runners 2 and 3 in the last leg. And the play of the day, we're going to take an all-up race 1, the 3, into race 2, number 1, and race 3, number 12.
Excellent. Thanks, Nadia. Have a great day.
I will. Thanks, Dan.
Nadia Horn there looking at the Murray Bridge meeting. We'll take a short break. On the other side, we'll talk harness tips on a really good card of harness racing at Gunbower today with Lockie McIntosh.
A kid's playground. Rubbish. A park bench. Rubbish. A nature boardwalk. Rubbish. You see, the Australian government is helping industry to transform your old rubbish into incredible new things. Proudly remade in Australia. Like this outdoor gym, rubbish. Even this brand new road, rubbish. Every time you recycle, you're helping to remake Australia into a better place for everyone. Remade in Australia. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Can you feel it, Australia? That's positive energy. And we're investing in more of it. From a new clean hydrogen industry, to seaweed for livestock feed, to green steel, a superhero.
Sorry, what?
Oh, a super eco-friendly way of producing steel. Okay, got it. We're directing billions into clean technologies because we know what we do today will define how we live tomorrow. Australia's making positive energy. Find out more at positiveenergy.gov.au. Green steel, what a name. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
The only thing I would think about is who I'd be buried next to. I mean, that would matter to me.
Well, that's pre-planning, because you'll need to get the plots next to each other.
Yeah, that's true. They're good conversations to have, aren't they? Because they give you a reference point if you've had no clear instruction or conversation.
Have an open and honest conversation. Celebrate your life the way you want, like I did, with a fixed-price funeral plan from Tobin Brothers Funerals. The price doesn't change, and your life will be celebrated your way. Find out more at tobinbrothers.com.au. Tobin Brothers Funerals, celebrating life.
Join the millions of Australians that own crypto through Independent Reserve, Australia's most trusted crypto exchange. With Independent Reserve, it's fast, easy, and secure to buy cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP. You can even buy and sell crypto on the go with our iPhone and Android app. Buy crypto today on the official exchange of the Sydney Swans, independentreserve.com.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking trots.
And Lockie McIntosh is going to Gunbower today, and he's going to join us now to give us his best bets. Need a good set of binoculars at Gunbower, Lockie. It's the biggest of the harness tracks. In fact, it's probably bigger than some of the gallops tracks.
Yeah, it is a big track, Dan, and it's, of course, inside of the gallops track there at Gunbower, but
the funny track because it's got the home straight of a half-mile track. So they go out a long way out the back and then, yeah, it's just a short run home. So yeah, sometimes these races can get very tactical.
It's getting a bit warmer now, and I think if there was an audit done as to what city or what town in Victoria has got the largest denomination of flies, I've got Gunbower $1.30.
Yeah, it's definitely top five, that's for sure. You have to hang on to your hamburger with two hands when you go up to Gunbower because the flies will pinch it if you're not on your game.
Look, it's a lovely spot, and it's cup day today for both the trotters and the pacers. The first leg of the quaddie that we're going to look at is race number 5. Magic Mike is the favourite from the Julie Douglas stable with Jack Law driving. They had a good night last night with a couple of winners at Melton.
Yeah, they did. Look, it's a pretty open start to the quaddie here as well, Dan. I thought there was a number of good winning chances. I was keen on Sport Mental here, number 6. So I thought it was terrific during the week. That was on Tuesday night in a very fast last half at Shepherd, and I thought if you could do a similar job here off the speed, I thought it would be a good value bet at around the $9 and the $2.30. So I thought it was a good way to play. 7 LeBourne, I thought, could improve on its first up Victorian run. Junior Brown, I was giving a good chance to, number 5, and of course Magic Mike, number 3. I think if the good Magic Mike turned up, he'd be very hard to beat, but might be just been a little below his best at his last couple. I've gone 6, 7, 5 and 3 there in the first leg of the quad.
Race 6 is the Gunbower Trotters Cup. Gee, this is an even field. There are no scratchings. The favourites at 260, Jackson Square, who won his first race in a few years, last start. The outside is only a $10 Bogarson.
Yeah, it's a really open race. So this, I went with Kyvelly Finn, number 4. He's been a former star in these country cups. I thought he was getting back to something like his best form. Thought the stand start, the long trip would suit him. The Spinozio camp's got 2 in the race. They're both good chances. I thought the back markers, Jackson Square, number 6, had a terrific chance, but he's very hit and miss at the stand. So I thought he was a big risk today. If he steps, he's obviously right in the race. But I think that's a bit of an if. Well-defined, number 7. Looks like he can get back into some good form. And I thought Benji Hall, number 2, had a good chance as well. He'll be suited by this the staying trip. So I've gone 4, 6, 7 and 2, but you couldn't discount any of them.
Race 8, there are no changes. Hi, my name is Jeff is the favourite at $1.85.
Yeah, look, it's a tough race again here, this one. Look, I thought it was a bit of a match race between Heritage Lady and My Name is Jeff. Thought they were the main ones here. I went with Heritage Lady on top of My Name is Jeff, and I also gave a good chance too to Roslyn Gave, who could lead as well. Look, but I did think it was a bit of a match race. Heritage Lady, hi, my name is Jeff. Grinning Assassin, actually, number 1 was the other one I gave a chance from the good draw, and Roslyn Gay, number 5. I've gone 8, 9, 1 and 5 there in that leg of the quaddie.
The final leg of the quaddie, race 8, is the Gunbower Hotel Gunbower Pacing Cup. 11's the favourite, Silent Major at 280, Aaron Dunn. Aaron trained and drove the last winner at Melton last night. He trains at Horsham, so he wouldn't have been home much before 2 a.m. last night. It's on the quick backup to get the Gunbower, which is not around the corner.
Yeah, he works very, very hard, Aaron. Of course, he runs a business as well. He'd be quite busy as well. So, yeah, look, he would have had breakfast on the run at about 5 in the morning, and he's off and going again, but that's the way he likes it. He's got a good chance here in the Cup as well, so hopefully it can be worth the trip. But I was keen on Rick Riley, number 5. The Anderson Racing team have got him flying, and he was I thought he was probably the best bet of the day for mine. Jemison's Pet, number 6, is going really well for the Turnbull stable. Silent Major, number 11, he'll need a truly run race. I think the draw's against him a little bit, but he's a good chance. And Zadaka wasn't beyond a fluke's chance as well with the right run for trainer Greg Norman. So good cup race, 5, 6, 11 and 10 are my tips there, Dan.
And your best bets and your quaddie for the day?
Look, my best, and on a day where I didn't think there was any super standouts, I thought at the $3, Rick Riley was a good way to play in the Cup Race 8, number 5. I thought as far as a value play, Sport Mental in Race 5, number 9, it's about $9 and $2.30, probably more for the place than the win, but it's a good chance. And the roughie for the day, I thought, was perhaps Race 9, number 8, Jillaby Dingo. It's about $16 to win for the place. Not so much for the win, probably, but for the place, especially at that $4. The quaddie, we'll go wide in the first leg. 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9. Load up as many as you can afford. Same with the Trotters Cup. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 there for the main one. I thought it was a match race. My name is Jeff. Jeff Heritage Lady, and then we'll go 5, 6, and 11 as the main gents in the Cup Stand.
Enjoy your day today. Look forward to hearing your calls at Gumbauer.
No worries. Have a great Sunday, guys.
Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
George Faruja joins us this morning to have a look at the sale quaddy. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. They're arriving in the boxes at Healesville, but as they get there, we might have a look at what we can at sale. Race number 5 is the first leg of the main quaddy, and we've got Lakeview Cruiser at 290.
Yeah, good race this. My numbers are 7, 6, 3 and 5. I went Astro Boy on top. His win at Geelong 2 starts ago was outstanding, 22.32. Showed a lot of speed that day. Number 6, Mania, is another one that can show some really nice early speed. She might be able to offset this box draw. Then we'll throw in number 3, Spring Scout, who was a nice winner at Bendigo 2 starts ago. And the dog you mentioned, Lakeview Cruiser, the favourite. He's clearly the class runner of the field. He's just going to be outpaced early, and then he just needs some clear running. 7 to beat 6, 3.
George Faruja going through the quaddy at sale today. We've had his thoughts on the first leg, race 5. The second leg is race number 6. George, Dr. Slats is the favourite at $1.75, number 2.
Yeah, 1 to beat 2 and 4 are my numbers. I've gone Omega Dodge on top with a terrific greyhound. Needs a little bit of room to move, but when he gets going, he's very, very fast. He's got a terrific record here. He's won 18 career races, 17 of them have been over this track and distance. Dr. Slats, of course, the favourite. He's the clear danger. Another one that does his best racing here at sale over the 440. His last win came in 24.73, defeating Dr. Tucker, who nearly broke the track record at Warrigal midweek. And number 4, Coolant. Another one, probably not the best away all the time, but he's a quality animal. He's won 15 of 35. He's got a nice PB here too. Quality race, 1 to beat 2 and 4.
Race 7 and number 6, Mighty Pie. 210's the popular pick.
7 to beat 6 and 4 here. I've gone my mate Damien on top. Great early speed. This dog should be able to get into a fairly good position. Done all his racing here over the 440 metres, has won 3 out of 11, placed in another 3. Will lead, and then it's just a matter of whether he can hold on. The danger is the favourite, Mighty Pie. Good win last start in 24.91 at sale. Did that from a wide draw, and he'll have to do that again here. At number 4, Judge Hook. Nice form at sale over the slightly longer journey of 520 metres, won in 29.70 when leading all the way. And has placed in 10 of 16 this track and distance. So 7 to beat 6 and 4 in race 7.
And the last leg of the main quaddy, Jarrick Bale, number 4, is the popular one at $2.10.
Another really cracking race. 8 to beat 7 and 4, my numbers. Omega Tyson on top. 2 starts ago at Sandown, ran 34 and 23. Before that, was beaten in just over 34 seconds. It was a terrific run. He's racing in very, very good form. Doesn't mind a wide draw either. Omega Tyson on top. Nix Bale, the Group 1 winner from the Meadows early last month. Racing really well. Finished down the track in the Group 1 Bold Trees final. But she's a star, Dan. She always tries hard. And she's racing in a bit of a purple patch despite her last start effort. And number 4, Jarrick Bale, the greyhound you speak of. He's the fastest dog in the race. Just needs a little bit of clear running. Not a good beginner, but gets to the line hard. So if he can get that clear running, he'll be one to hold out. 8 to beat 7 and 4.
And what about your best bets there?
Yeah, best bet comes in race 9, number 2, a greyhound called Invictus Rising. His last start at sale was outstanding over the 650, Dan, 37.16. A repeat of that, and I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. Just recapping those quaddy numbers, 3, 5, 6 and 7, into 1, 2 and 4, into 4, 6 and 7, into 4, 7 and 8 to bring us home.
Terrific, George. Thanks very much. Good luck.
No worries. You too, mate.